Hello, Kentucky Living Health Club members, and welcome back to Lesson 9 of our e-course, An Organic Approach, Cultivate the Authentic You. This week's lesson is on self-compassion, self-love, and self-trust. Our quote today is from the Sex and the City finale, the TV show on HBO. "The most exciting, challenging, and significant relationship of all is the one you have with yourself. And if you find someone to love the you love, well, that's just fabulous." When your friend, who you know has been trying to lose weight, comes to you and confesses that she slipped and ate 3 pieces of chocolate cake, what do you say to her? Do you say, "You're a loser, you fat cow. You're never going to lose weight if you keep doing that. What were you thinking? Why don't you just go eat the rest of the cake now? Oh, yeah, and stop exercising, too." Well, of course that's not what you'd say to her. You'd probably take her hand and say something like, "Oh, sweetie, it's okay. We all slip sometimes and eat more than we should. Just forgive yourself, forget about it, and you'll get back on track tomorrow. Why don't we go for a walk? It'll make you feel better." Yes, that's exactly what we'd say to a friend. Then why don't we say that to ourselves? Why can't we give ourselves the gift of self-compassion? Why do we beat up on ourselves over and over again? If someone else beats up on us the way we beat up on ourselves, they'd be in jail. We need to issue ourselves a restraining order. Once again, I say this thing we call life is a process, and we fall out of the saddle and get back in over and over again. Perfection is out of the question. We lose our tempers and yell at those we love. We eat the cake. We give up on our meditation practice. The list goes on. Self-compassion and self-love are key in nurturing our own growth. We don't want to take care of and we don't respect something or someone we hate. Have you ever thought of it that way? We often hear it said that you have to love yourself before you can love others and before positive things can show up in your life. It took a long time for me to understand what it means to be a best friend to yourself. It's kind of a flip-flop of the golden rule. Instead of love your neighbor as yourself, how about love yourself as your neighbor? We're all about treating everyone else with respect and love and compassion. Now it's your turn. Along with self-compassion and self-love comes self-trust. Have you ever noticed that we give our energy away too easily? We tell everyone about our stuff. We seek advice from our friends. We want confirmation and affirmation. We want someone to tell us we're right. We trust everyone but ourselves. I work with women on non-diet weight management in a program called Am I Hungry? In this program, there are no rules, no restrictions, no calorie counting. You'd think they'd be jumping for joy. But no, this program is actually a hard sell. Why? They say, "I can't trust myself without rules telling me what to eat." We don't trust ourselves to make decisions for ourselves anymore, not even what food we put in our mouths. It's time to circle the wagons, ladies and gents. Practice trusting yourself by making choices and decisions on your own. Next time you and the hubby or partner have an argument, keep it to yourself. No venting to your best friend. No advice from mom. Ponder it yourself. Let your inner being guide you to the resolution that is right for you. And once again, you may want to go back and re-listen or reread the lesson to be sure you didn't miss anything. And our questions this week for pondering or journaling are below, and they are question 1. How can you show yourself more compassion? How do you show others around you compassion? That may give you some hints. Question 2, begin to make a list of what you like about yourself. Look in the mirror and find something that you like about yourself, physically, emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually. What positive things have others said about you? You're smart, you're funny, you have great taste in movies. Why do others choose to be friends with you? Or choose to be married to you? You've got something going for you. Now it's time for you to see it too. Question 3, do you give your energy away to others by talking about every aspect of your life or seeking advice? How might you begin to trust your intuition? And that concludes lesson 9. So I hope you all have a good rest of the week, and I'll see you back here for lesson 10. Bye-bye.